I call upon Professor McKevitt to present Professor Noel Sharkey for the honorary degree of Doctor of Science.
Chancellor, many of you here today will recognise Professor Noel Sharkey from television and radio. In the last 20 years, he has built a substantial reputation as a psychologist, engineer, scientist, and artist. Currently, Noel is a professor in the Department of Computer Science at the University of Sheffield, England, and UK Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council Senior Media Fellow, 2004 to 2007. He has held a number of research and teaching positions in the UK, Essex, Exeter, Sheffield, and the USA, Yale, Stanford, Berkeley. Noel has moved freely across academic disciplines, lecturing in departments of engineering, philosophy, psychology, cognitive science, linguistics, artificial intelligence, intelligent systems, and computer science. He holds a doctorate in experimental psychology, is a chartered electrical engineer, a chartered information engineer, a fellow of the Royal Institution of Navigation, the Institution of Electrical Engineers, the British Computer Society, a member of both the Experimental Psychology Society and Equity, the Actors' Union. He has published over 100 academic articles and books and is editor-in-chief of Connection Science and an editorial board member of Robotics and Autonomous Systems and Artificial Intelligence Review, all international research journals. I first met Noel in 1989 at Exeter University, England, where he was reader in computer science and where I worked on a PhD in intelligent systems. Noel was on my PhD panel and helped me from the horns of a philosophical conundrum. Noel struck me as a brilliant academic, but also someone who could explain difficult concepts in plain English. On taking a lecturing post at Sheffield University in 1992, I invited Noel to speak in the department's seminar series on St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, 1993. Soon afterwards, I encouraged him to apply for a professorship advertised in the department. He did, and subsequently joined the staff at Sheffield in January 1994. Around St. Patrick's Day 1994, Noel's nomad robot from California, later christened Murphy, was impounded by customs in Manchester because some VAT item had not been paid. I've told Noel just recently that actually my own father was a customs officer on the border between Donegal and Northern Ireland. He didn't know that before. In April 1995, I organised at Sheffield the 10th anniversary British Conference on Artificial Intelligence and Cognitive Science and invited Noel as keynote speaker. Also, Noel has been for over 15 years an editorial board member of Artificial Intelligence Review, an international research journal in intelligence systems, of which I am editor. As fortune would have it, the move to Sheffield enabled Noel to become reunited, by chance, with family from a previous instantiation. And one of these family members, Rene, is present with us today. Just last year, in September, we arranged for Noel to be invited speaker at the 16th Irish Conference on Artificial Intelligence and Cognitive Science, Coleraine, where he gave a brilliant invited talk. During that conference, Noel and I made our own contribution to Crossing the Divide, where we participated in a nocturnal gathering in a part of Coleraine painted with significant bunting, a location a Donegal man would not normally frequent. Noel has participated regularly at national and international academic conferences abroad and science festivals held abroad and in Ireland, and has been external examiner at the University of Ulster and other universities in Ireland. Because of Noel's background, he has developed a passion for engaging with the public in science and engineering, particularly the more deprived groups in the community. To this end, Noel appears regularly on TV in the region of 300 programmes and is interviewed regularly on radio, in magazines and newspapers. He has had reports and interviews in all of the UK broadsheets. He has been chief judge for every series of Robot Wars throughout the world, 30 countries, as well as on-screen expert for every series of BBC Two's Techno Games. This work has been rewarded with a senior media fellowship, which pays his salary so that he's able to spend more time on his passion for engaging the public in debate and discussions about science, engineering, and technology in combination with the arts. In 2004, Noel was chosen by the British Council as the creative face of British science and engineering to represent them in the international media. Noel has now run robot control and construction competitions for children and young adults from 26 countries so far. And it doesn't stop there. Noel also reaches the public through museum exhibitions, most notably his artificial food chain and his flying robots at the Magna Science Adventure Centre, and his emotional robot at the Think Tank Galleries in Birmingham. Next year, 2007, we will be welcoming Noel's return to Ulster, well, at least on our TV screens. He will be co-hosting a new science challenge series with Joe Orton for BBC Northern Ireland called Bright Sparks. So watch out for it early on Sunday evenings. Noel, a Coleraine man, was born at Royal Victoria Hospital, Belfast, in September 1948 and moved to Coleraine when he was seven, but both sides of his family have been living in and around Coleraine for at least 200 years. He studied at the Irish Society's Primary School, Coleraine, and attended Coleraine Technical College. And his wife, Amanda, and children, Rennie, Amy, Autumn, Summer — it's Summer Autumn — stepfather Sammy, two surviving aunts, Alice from Ballymena, and Thelma, who has flown over from Toronto, Canada, for the occasion, are here with us today. I thought, when Noel was bringing so many ladies with him, that he may be conscious of the fact that some of us are bachelors. Noel's father, Alfie, who passed away when Noel was 11, was extremely influential in his love of learning. He taught Noel a lot of mental arithmetic tricks at the early age that helped him a lot. Quite a few people in Coleraine still remember Noel as a guitarist playing at the local dances and pubs in bands such as the Argonauts, Eddie and the Orbits, the Contours, and his psychedelic band, Salt. He also had a 3-night-a-week residency in Patsy McIntyre's bar from the age of 15. A tribute to Noel is that after having started off life as a labourer, builder, electrician, and psychiatric nurse, which sometimes comes in useful in academia, at the age of 28, he studied for his A-levels, whilst training and working as a part-time chef, performed very well, read psychology at Exeter University, where he came top of his year with a first-class honours degree, and finished his PhD 2.5 years later. By the age of 44, Noel became Professor of Computer Science at the University of Sheffield. He has gone from unemployable builder to professor in 18 years. In fact, it is on this very campus that Noel Ward Lecture Theatre 2, where he has subsequently lectured whilst he worked as an apprentice electrician in 1968. Universities like the University of Ulster are continuing to widen access, and education is something which we must see as lifelong. It is never too late. Noel is a musician, plays guitar and the flute, poet, excellent cook, a man of substance, the only man I know who has camped on the Champs-Élysées whilst he was busking in Paris. No Frenchman, never mind Parisian, would ever dream of doing so. And Noel has depicted to me the expression on the poor gendarme's face and in tears when he said, "Monsieur, monsieur, monsieur." Oh, a storyteller, family man, a man who knows how to enjoy life. He is well-rounded and inclusive. Noel participates in lifelong learning, but also long life learning. He reminds me of the renowned Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard P. Feynman, and I am very pleased that the University of Ulster can be associated with him. He is a most deserving recipient of the honour bestowed on him today. Chancellor, in the name of the Senate, I present for the conferment of the honorary degree of Doctor of Science, Professor Noel Sharkey.